Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Australia blocked Huawei and ZTE from providing equipment for the country's 5G network set to launch commercially next year. Huawei tweeted from a company account about the news, despite it saying it doesn't pose a threat to national security. Earlier this month, the United States banned the use of most Huawei and ZTE technology by government agencies and contractors, 6 years after a congressional report first cited both companies as security threats. Apple removed Facebook's Onavo security app from the App Store for privacy violations. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Apple officials told Facebook last week that Onavo violated the company's rules on data collection by developers and suggested last Thursday that Facebook voluntarily remove the app. In a statement, Apple says apps can't collect information about which other apps are installed on a user's device for the purposes of analytics or advertising or marketing and have to make it clear what user data will be collected and how it will be used. Facebook acquired Onavo back in 2013. It's a free security app with built-in VPN. Microsoft may unveil its new Xbox All Access service later this month, sources tell Windows Central, although reportedly it will be U.S. only to start. Customers would pay around $22 per month for the Xbox One S, Xbox Live, and Xbox Game Pass service for 2 years. $35 per month would get the Xbox One X bundle. After the two-year contract period has been fully paid, users would own those consoles. Microsoft has a new Xbox Game Pass app for mobile devices and offers deals with some big-name third-party titles. Alibaba's Q1 revenue beat analyst estimates, rising 61% year over year to about $12.2 billion, but net income for the company fell 41% year over year to $1.27 billion. Alibaba said investments in its food delivery service would continue to weigh on its profits. The company said it formed a holding company for local services and food delivery firms LA.me and Kaobei, and that it received over $3 billion in new investment, including money from SoftBank. Valve announced a beta version of Steam Play for Linux users that uses Valve's Wine-based Proton project to let Linux users play Windows-only games. Steam Play now includes native Steamworks and OpenVR support and an implementation of Direct 3D12 that uses Vulkan for high performance and DXVK, a Vulkan implementation of Direct 3D11. DJI unveiled the Mavic 2 Pro and the Mavic 2 Zoom. The $1,449 Pro drone has an integrated Hasselblad camera with a 20-megapixel 1-inch sensor, like the one in DJI's Phantom 4 Pro. And the Mavic 2 Zoom, which goes for $1,249, features a smaller 12-megapixel sensor. Both models will have a new hyperlapse option for creating a motion time-lapse video, and both new drone features have mobile app control as well. Sony revealed Thursday at a press event it's releasing a limited run of its Aibo robot dog in the U.S. for $2,899 in September, with delivery expected before the holidays. The prices include some accessories and a 3-year subscription to Sony's AI Cloud, which will house Aibo's memories and help it learn over time. Roof. And finally, iFixit published its teardown of Magic Leap's One Creator Edition headset, released earlier this month, and suggesting that the magnetic sensor coil's placement will make it less reliable for left-handed use. Magic Leap's headset has to be wired to a computer, and iFixit also notes that if you break a single cable, replacing it isn't that easy. The Magic Leap uses a combination of waveguide lenses and tracking cameras to project hologram-like objects into your environment, and iFixit notes that that requires some tricky parts repair. That said, iFixit's teardowns are usually mass-market consumer products, and the Magic Leap One is aimed more at developers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.